Americans in U.S. border towns face quality of life crisis as Biden prepares to open illegal immigration floodgates. By John Binder on May 3, 2023. President Joe Biden is preparing to end the public health authority known as Title 42 at the United States-Mexico border. And Americans in border communities are facing a quality of life crisis as illegal immigration is set to hit historic levels, driving up housing costs, contributing to crime, expanding economic burdens, and further straining public resources. On May 11, the Biden administration will end Title 42, one of only a few remaining border controls, which has been in place since the beginning of 2020. Over the last 3 years, Title 42 has ensured that millions of illegal aliens are returned to their native countries rather than being released into the U.S. interior. Following Title 42's end, close to 400,000 border crossers and illegal aliens are projected to arrive at the border every month. Such a monthly inflow of illegal immigration would exceed the resident population of New Orleans, Louisiana. Americans in border towns and across the United States are likely to feel the burden. In El Paso, Texas, where border crossers and illegal aliens have already started pouring in and where shelters are at maximum capacity, one resident said she is terrified and afraid even to be in her backyard as new arrivals sneak through her fence to hide from federal immigration officials. "It's terribly frightening," Patty Legaretta told News Nation. "I've never felt unsafe before for the entire time that I've lived here. I've always come out to my backyard, I enjoyed the hot tub, I've enjoyed being back here with my pets. And I don't come back here at all anymore." "It's scary," Legaretta said, describing how border crossers and illegal aliens use her backyard as a hiding spot. "You don't know if you're going to deal with a person that's having a good day or a person that's having a bad day." This week, El Paso officials declared a state of emergency as the city and its residents grapple with having to deal with border crossers and illegal aliens flooding into the area, sleeping on the streets, and disrupting day-to-day life. Footage from the streets of El Paso shows a looming quality-of-life crisis for residents. Housing prices for Americans, in particular, are likely to skyrocket as historic illegal immigration levels hit the United States. Decades of research have found that the more demand there is for housing in safe and vibrant American towns and cities, the higher housing prices climb. Increases in immigration into a metropolitan statistical area are linked with rising rents and home prices in that metropolitan statistical area and neighboring metropolitan statistical areas, a 2017 study published in the Journal of Housing Economics revealed. Today, the median sale price for a home in the United States is more than $400,000, well out of range for most first-time buyers as well as many working and lower-middle-class Americans. Annual trends show that though the median sale price for a home has come down since May 2022, home prices are still much higher than 5 years prior, when the median sale price for a home was less than $300,000. Skyrocketing home prices as a result of mass immigration are even more pronounced in American border communities like El Paso. The median home price in El Paso today has reached close to $250,000. 5 years ago, the median home price in El Paso was $150,000. Officials in El Paso alone expect close to 10,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to enter the city every single day when Title 42 ends. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.